This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, so there's a lot of infighting in my family right now, and I got to tell you guys about it because it is controversial. Okay. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they are cat lovers. They have owned a cat the entire time that I've known them, and I've known them for 20 years. And they just adopted a cat.
Okay, a kitten?
No.
Oh.
This cat is, I believe, 3 years old.
Okay.
And there's a problem. My father-in-law, who arguably is a little bit of a curmudgeon.
Love that.
And he's also very particular.
Yes, he is.
He wants to return the cat. They've had the cat for 3 weeks now.
Okay.
And they can't return it. The policy is you can't return it until it's at least a month.
Okay.
But he's already crossing off the days on the calendar.
Okay.
And the reason why is because this cat is very skittish and hides all the time.
It does not come out to snuggle them.
Correct. And my father-in-law says he wants to return it, to which everybody's like, that's terrible. You're a monster.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one in the family backing him up.
Okay, hold on a second. Didn't you tell me that he said the reason he wants to return it is because the cat is quote unquote boring?
Yes. Which I think is hysterical.
It is hysterical. They haven't even really tried yet.
My mother-in-law definitely tries, and she says that she sees the cat.
Okay.
The cat's there like every once in a while. That doesn't really let her get super close, but the cat's around. But my father-in-law claims to have never seen this cat, okay? Now, I do need to give you a little bit of a prerequisite story to this. My father-in-law has some weird theories about animals.
Okay, I'm glad you're bringing this up.
He says that birds hold on to grudges.
Yeah.
And the past, he says dogs can't be trusted.
Right.
So, but I back him up on this one.
Here's why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because it's only been 3 weeks.
Right.
Who even knows what this cat's life was prior to 3 weeks ago? So give it a minute. And as a person that has proudly fostered dozens of cats, we come upon kittens that are super, super duper skittish. And with some time, with some coaxing, with some treats, the kittens eventually come around, and they tend to be some of our best kittens. We had a whole litter that tried to live under a couch, but you just keep pulling them out, giving them that weird glop in a tube that they love so much.
Here's the difference, though. The difference is you're so young, and your kids, even so younger.
Yeah.
My father-in-law doesn't have that kind of time. You know, TikTok on life here, and he's going to waste his time trying to coax an animal that doesn't even want to be loved.
Okay, what happens if they get another cat and that cat is boring too? Or some other, maybe it's too untrustworthy or shifty. Like it looks like it's going to steal from him or whatever he's going to come up with next.
That's why you keep receipts. You return that one too. You do it until you find the right one. Kevin, where are you on this?
Okay. Don't hate me, but I think he should put it up for adoption at another center.
Not just return it?
You can't return a cat.
You can.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, then return it.
You think return it?
Yeah, if they're not compatible, why waste the time of both the cat and you?
I don't think that they've taken enough time to see if they're compatible.
It looks like the cat has made its decision already, and they're a little bitchy.
Great point, Kevin. Right. Gary shouldn't have to shoulder all this burden, and Gary's his name, not the cat's, okay?
What did they name the cat?
I think Penelope.
Oh, that's terrible.
But I don't think they named it. I think it's the name that it came with from the shelter.
It sounds like they're not putting enough work in.
I don't know. But, like, that's a good point. How come the cat's not getting some responsibility out of this? Like, hey, come out here right now and look cute, or you're going back. And the cat goes, send me back, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up until 3 weeks ago, it was literally imprisoned. I think that if you adopted an animal, this is the risk you run.
Or adopt younger.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Train them yourself.
See, I knew you'd have my back on this, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Because you practically gave your dogs up when one of them got too fat.
They were taken from him.
From me. I have disowned one, but the other one, the fatness, I'm keeping with him.
Oh, you love the fat one.
Well, we're getting skinny together. It's a work.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the other one? Why don't you like that one anymore?
He just has a boring, bitchy face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.